triple shot Hennessy got my mind tripping. Drunk enough to start a campaign on ass kicking. With my nigga Keith who give assists like Scott Pippen. Yes, welcome back to another episode of the 16s and Things podcast. This is your host, Ms. 100. I'm back again. I had a great weekend. I hope y'all had a great weekend as well. I actually had a busy weekend. That's why I'm recording on a Sunday instead of a Thursday night or usually Friday morning. I'll get these recordings out. But hey, it's been a busy week in hip-hop and sports, so you know how I like to do. I talk about the highlights, then I get into my topics. But before I begin, I seen an interesting movie over the weekend. Actually, I seen it last night. I know this is not sports-related or, you know, music-related, but, you know, sometimes I like to talk about the personal things that I do sometimes. And so I seen the movie Napoleon. It was a very interesting movie. Joaquin Phoenix played Napoleon. He did a good job. He always does a good job in his roles. But yo, I had an interest in that guy's story. You know, to those who don't know who Napoleon is, he was one of the France emperors and great military minds, you know. But it was a real interesting movie, yo. Look, if you're interested, go check it out. It was pretty good. Long as shit, though. Real long, though. You know what I mean? But let me get into the show, to these fucking highlights of this past week. This is episode 36, y'all. The Lakers, they impressed me. Lakers impressed me. They won the actual in-season tournament. AD had a fucking monster game with 41 points and 20 rebounds. I said, damn, this nigga got those. And he got all those points the old school way. Nigga didn't even shoot no threes. Nigga was out there spitting and beating on his chest and shouting. Acting like a real fucking nigga that was on the streets, yo. But yo, I love seeing that aggression from AD, you know, playing with that kind of passion. He just needs to do it more consistently, and he needs to do it in the big games. Don't only do it against them weaker opponents, you know, that's you know, because he plays the power forward position or, you know, slash center. He got to dominate against those fucking power forwards that's dope, and them centers that's good too. And also shout out LeBron, he did his thing too, 24 points and 11 rebounds. Shout out the Lakers. My they actually made me happy, you know what I'm saying? Because lately I ain't even been wearing my Lakers hats and shit like that. Usually I'd be proud wearing my Lakers fitted, but man, they just ain't been making me proud, so fuck them. But yo, salute to them. They did a good job by winning the first in-season tournament of the NBA. So shout out them. Yeah, Nicki Minaj. Boy, oh boy. She released her new album, Pink Friday 2. She hasn't released an album in about 5 years. 5 years. And she didn't have no type of promo rollout for the album. I feel like as big as an artist as she is, this should have been at least a 2 month rollout with some creative ideas and some singles or something. I think her team fumbled on that, but by the way, her album, it actually sounds good. It's not bad. I think it's a little too long. I think she got about 22 songs or something like that. Yeah, that's just too long. I don't think no artist should be out here making albums that fucking long. I say 13 songs tops, it is good enough nowadays. It's just too long. But I guess Nicki just used the drama that she created this whole week as her fucking promo rollout or whatever, because boy oh boy, she started a lot of fucking drama, and it's just too much and toxic that I don't even feel like talking about it. So yeah, I'm gonna get on to my next highlight. Well, Mr. Kraft, the Patriots owner, is giving Bill Belichick the boot. You know, for many years, people have asked, is it Belichick or is it Tom Brady for their success, you know, with the Super Bowls and winning all the games? And I guess we all got our answer once we seen Brady leave for Tampa, and he won the fucking first year. Won the Super Bowl for Tampa his first year there. Currently, the Patriots are 3-10. I'm recording on a Sunday, and they wasn't looking too good in that game against the Chiefs. So they would be looking to be going, being 3-11 and still playing terrible. The season is over. I will say, Coach Belichick, he knows how to put together a defense, and he's a great evaluator for picking defensive players and scheming against different teams and attacking the opposing team's weaknesses and shit like that. Like, he's really good at that, but he's not a good talent evaluator for offensive players, because that quarterback that they got now, that they the past, what, I guess three seasons now, Mac Jones, terrible. They built up the hype on him, but he's not there. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have talent. I know he came from Alabama. He played with Tua. He played with Jalen, you know, but this ain't college, yo. And you didn't do too well at fucking Alabama, to be honest. But, yeah, his Coach Belichick's record without Brady is 82-98. And with Brady, his record is 249 wins and 75 losses. So, you know the saying, you say numbers don't lie, I guess. But anyway, what the fuck is going on with Kanye, yo? Kanye was seen performing in Miami with a black hood, with the fucking eyes poked out on it that resembles the KKK hoods. I'm gonna say this, y'all. I'm a fan of the boy, but I'm getting tired of his fucking rich man rants every time he has an album coming out. Nigga, just release the music. That's it, man. I don't have much more to say about him. So I'm gonna get into the topics this week, y'all. First, I'll start with Zion. Zion Williamson refuses to cut back on his eating. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? They was a team insider, you know, released to the media that he doesn't want to change his diet. The team and the coaches is, you know, athletic trainers is telling him, you know, he need to come down on the weight. He's a great player. He has the potential to be one of the great ones. But, you know, that nigga, he in New Orleans, and I never been there. I plan on traveling there next year. But I heard the food is lovely. I heard it's lovely down there, you know. But I will say this, y'all. Food addiction is real, you know. Some people think food addiction is not real. They just say, oh, well, the nigga like to eat. No, you have an addiction. You know, like some motherfuckers out here they addicted to sex. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, drug addictions. Maybe they need to check into that. Maybe he need to see, you know, maybe it's more than just the training and, you know, needing to sweat off them calories or stuff like that. Maybe also needs to not only see a nutrition, but maybe he needs to see a therapist to work on his addiction, because this nigga can't stop eating. You know, he definitely is eating heavy meats, paws, and pastas and shit like that, and hamburgers, hot sausages, all that shit. Yo, man, that nigga he gotta relax, because you could fuck around and have a heart attack out there, yo. But yeah, I like his game too. I like Zion game. yo, nigga, just come down, yo. Come down on that weight, man, and you gonna turn into a great player. I just know it, because he got it all. It just looked like he's lacking the energy out there, because the game comes too easy for him with his talent. So hopefully Zion will put the fucking fork down at some point. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to my next topic. Yo, are these music streaming platforms really robbing artists? And the reason why I say this is because, I want y'all to listen to what Snoop said about streaming. You know, peep this real quick.
Where I got a billion streams, right? My publisher hit me. I said, break that down. How much money is that? That shit wasn't even $45,000.
That's crazy.
Yo, that is insane, yo. That is really insane. He said he has over a billion streams on Spotify. And that shit only equals to 45K. That is crazy. These artists work hard making music. They put a lot of time and energy and thought process and planning. It takes a lot. It takes a lot doing that. And, you know, for, you know, your art, especially somebody like Snoop. Snoop is an icon, a hip-hop icon, you know, and a billion streams. I mean, I know the man is rich, but goddamn, that's like very uninspiring. It should make you want not even do music or find other ways to do it. I did read that Tidal pays out the most money and YouTube pays the least amount of money. The only solution to this issue would be for, I think, the artists need to only make music available on their websites and put it in an MP3 format to sell. There are sites like Bandcamp that allows artists to sell directly to the fans, and the artists can make their own prices. We might see CDs come back because, like, it's getting real bad. A lot of these artists is actually taking notice of that too. Like producer Hit Boy, he decided to not release his father's album. His father, his name Big Hit, his album came out this past weekend, and he said he not putting it on no streaming platforms. There will only be physical copies for sale in CD format, and will only be available on Big Hit's website. And they said they out the trunk with it. They taking it back, you know. And I think that's a good idea, because it's the only way to get all your money. It really is. So yeah, that's that. Let me get into this Draymond Green shit, yo. Is Draymond Green going through a mental health crisis, or is he just a sore loser because the Warriors ain't winning? The Warriors look bad, you know. This nigga, he did a spinning sucker punch on the Suns center. What's his name? Norkit. First he choked out a nigga last month, and now this spinning sucker punches and shit like that. I'm gonna tell you now, if I was Norkit, I don't want no apology. I need a rumble. Fuck that. You know how embarrassing that shit is. You know, these NBA games are seen all over the world, and his family got to deal with seeing social media memes, and yo, that shit is just not cool, yo. Got him looking like a sucker. He laying on the court. It looked crazy, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, my biggest thing also with this kind of shit is niggas got to start fighting back. They really do. I don't fuck the fines and all that shit. It's about being a man, you know. Now every time he get into an argument or something with his lady, she gonna say shit like, well, you ain't had nothing to say to Draymond when he sucker punched you. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm just fucking around. But yo, that shit is embarrassing, man, because he did that shit And Nurkic is, I think he like 7'1" or some shit like that. Yeah, he was big ass boy laying out. He was stressed out on the fucking on the court. Yo, that looked crazy, yo. The NBA and the Warriors, you know, they need to hand out a very severe punishment for him. I mean, they did say that he's suspended indefinitely, but I think when he does come back, I think he need to come off the bench and, you know, I don't even think he need to start. I know he's one of their key players to make their shit go, but he need to get hit in his pockets and he need to get hit in his pride. That's just my opinion. That's just how I feel about that. So let me tell y'all something, yo. I decided to add a new segment to the show where each episode I will revisit classic hip hop albums, and some of the albums I pick may not be considered a classic to y'all, but fuck it. This week's classic album I chose to revisit is Muddy Waters by New Jersey's own Redman. You know what I'm saying? Redman actually is in my all-time favorite rappers list. Like if I had a top 10, my top 10, Redman is in that list. The album Muddy Waters, it was released December 10th, 1996. 96, one of those years. One of them dope years for hip-hop. This was Red's third album, coming off the underachieving album, There Is a Dark Side. I don't fuck with that album at all. But Muddy Waters, it was executive produced by Eric Sermon. Sermon did most of the production with producer Rock Wilder. He did a couple of joints. But Muddy Waters, I think it, no, it did. It ended up going gold. And almost a year later after it came out, my favorite songs on the album is Izzy For Real, Rock The Spot, Whatever Man, On Fire, and Do What You Feel. I mean, really, with this album, you really can let it rock through. You're going to be entertained because the skits is hilarious. You know, this was back when rappers actually made creative skits to entertain us, you know, because they are entertainers. And the skits usually went along with the theme of the album. We don't get none of that kind of shit no more in hip-hop. But overall, this album is one of Redman's best albums in his catalog. He supposedly be working on a sequel to this album, but he been saying that shit for like the last 2 or 3 years. But we'll see, though. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm going to wrap it up, y'all. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all the support. Like I always say, if you listen to 1 minute of the show, I'm very appreciative of that. So thanks. Thanks for listening again. Peace. I'm out.
So I can bring bad news to all these crews who can't NBA jam with the shoes. That double shot Hennessy got my mind tripping. Drunk enough to start a campaign on ass kicking. With my nigga Keith who give assists like Scott Pippen. But MCW.